I want to thank my good friend Mason at Blue Tattoo Cafe in El Cajon for giving me something I've been talking about for years. I got my first tattoo ever. Probably my last, I think. I still can't believe that
you
I have
did it.
Yeah. I know I have it, though, because I can sure feel it.
Yeah.
I haven't posted a picture on Facebook yet because I haven't told my folks. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand the house I was raised, very Italian. I came home from college with an earring, and my dad darn near lost his mind.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. To who?
Yeah.
Never understood that. To who?
Earlobe.
So we're going to call mom. My mom is Bonnie. And, I'm actually nervous. I'm 43 years old. I'm nervous. My sweet mom.
Hello.
Hey, mom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you, Tammy?
I'm good, cutie. I love how you can hear you smile when you say hi. That's awesome.
Oh.
Of course, we'll see how long that lasts. Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't do it.
What are you doing?
Hey, mom, say happy anniversary to producer Steph. It's her 5-year wedding anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary, Steph.
Thank you.
So now, Bonnie, John keeps stalling. Ask him why he's calling.
You and Dad doing okay?
Yes. Yeah?
The magic still there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Just spit it out, John.
I miss you guys.
All right, what is up?
All right, well, I did something yesterday that I've never done in my life.
What?
I've been thinking about doing. I've been waiting for the right thing.
A tattoo.
Wow. You're good.
You did?
Mom, I got a tattoo.
Where?
I got a tattoo of a symbol of a family of four. You and Dad taught me so much about the importance and the love of family.
Oh, God. All right. Yes.
I got it on the inside of my left bicep, so it's near my heart. So it's very much my own personal thing.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Mom, remember when Tammy told you how she can always hear you smiling on the phone? Well, yeah, not really hearing that right now.
Can I ask you why you did that? At your age, is it? It's one of those male menopause things.
Yes.
You know, like the convertible or the. You know, what do you think?
So you're saying I'm having a midlife crisis?
Could be.
Well, you can thank your husband for this, because a few years ago, remember he wanted to go get a Chicago Bears tattoo with me? And I was like, no, I don't want to get a Bears logo on me. But I kept thinking about it, and I thought, you know, if I ever find something that I would love to, you know, to signify the love I have for my family, that I wouldn't mind having something like that close to my heart. So, yeah, somebody else brought that up to me yesterday as well, if it was a midlife crisis, and I don't think it is. You know, Tammy just got a tattoo last year. You didn't say that to her, and she's older than me.
Okay. Never mind. Tammy is not my child.
Mom, are you upset that I didn't get a heart with the word mom in it?
No.
Okay.
I just can't believe you did that.
Hey, Mom, do me a favor. Break the news to Dad, okay? But gently.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
You'll be hearing from him, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we could probably just then put a picture on Facebook so you can see it, right?
Oh, I can't wait. Uh-huh.
Oh.
That would be great. What does Steph say?
Steph actually really likes it, Mom.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
She kept wanting to touch it last night.
I don't want to hear this.
You asked. You know what? I really feel better about telling you now. It's a big load off my mind. I'm 43 years old, and I was still worried about what you guys thought.
That's very nice, John.
Okay.
That's very nice.
All right. I love you. I'll call you this week, and we'll talk more, okay? Make something nice for Dad for dinner, and then break the news to him.
I will.
Oh, as much as he's on Facebook, though, as soon as that picture hits, he's going to see it. You might want to break it to him pretty quickly, actually.
What is he going to say?
What's my dad going to say?
I have no idea.
I know what he's going to say.
No,
why would you put that on your body? I'd never hire him. Good luck getting a job.
I have a job, Dad.
Good luck getting into school. Dad, I'm 43.
What are your grandchildren going to say?
Mom, please. Abby's 14.
And Bonnie, it's not like he got some crazy clown with a knife chasing somebody on his body. No. It's really a pretty symbol. It's a beautiful symbol.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing it on Facebook then.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, Mom. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
No, I'm pretty well, actually.
It wasn't bad. I'm a little up
That's
and down.
His mom. I always did that throughout my childhood. Tell it to mom first and see if she can break it to dad for
me. Moms always have a way of doing that.